Amir Agacocek is a hydrologist at the University of California, Irvine. At the end of October, his team published a study in the journal Geophysical Research Letters that looks at how sea level rise will affect nuisance flooding on the eastern seaboard by 2050.
With the expected projections, nuisance flooding will increase almost everywhere.
That increase will vary widely between about 10% and 270%. Cities further inland like Philadelphia will experience a relatively small increase. Others like Atlantic City can expect more days of inconvenient flooding a year. Agacocek says on average, the rate at which seas are rising should increase 80% by 2050. That'll result in a 55% increase in nuisance flooding events. The study didn't include records from Delaware, but according to a tide gauge in Lewis, the average nuisance flooding days a year went from just 5 days to 22 days in the last 50 years, a more than 300% increase. In September, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that some mid-Atlantic communities could see a record number of nuisance flooding days this year due to sea level rise and El Niño patterns. In the report, NOAA said Lewis could expect 41 nuisance flooding days this year. And Denrick's Susan Love says,
that is quite a lot of days during the year that will exceed that nuisance flooding level, where you'll see some water standing on roads.
Love says that even though nuisance flooding events are mostly just annoying occurrences, the projected increases definitely warrant concern. The exact projections could also change over time as scientists like Amir Agacocek continue to analyze climate emissions data. His research does suggest, though, that coastal towns like Lewis should be prepared for more water on the ground in the coming years. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.